Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Tanya Kulo. She is the library coordinator over programming for the Price City Library. You know, we've got story time going on. School is back in session. All kinds of great resources that are available to you at the library. And we're going to spend some time and talk about that because, you know what, sometimes you just need to get somewhere where it's quiet and do the research that you need to and not be bothered by everybody else at the house. Right, Tanya?
Of course. Of course.
So how are things going down at the Price City Library?
We are good. We just finished our summer reading program, and it was awesome. It was well attended, even though with the COVID restrictions we had going, it was well attended, and I think the children did really well. They loved reading, and I think we kept a lot of children on target what they needed to be doing before school started, so it was a great success.
And I'll tell you one thing. I have talked to a couple of administrators in the area, and that they're saying is, you know what, hats off to the parents that made the kids read during the summer, because there are some that they're just not seeing that summer slump, and that's great news.
Right, it is. It is. And I do. The parents had to bring them here and had to push them at home to get reading, but I think it was well attended, like I said, and also we gave out prizes and the kids really enjoyed it. So it was a good year.
Very, very good. Now, you said that one of the things that is still going on down there, you've got story time going on. So let's spend a moment and talk about story time and what you guys do and how it's going.
All right. Our story times are Monday and Wednesday at 11 a.m. They run about 30 to 45 minutes. We tell stories. We have a theme. We do activities. And we also have the crafts. But right now, with the COVID restrictions, we are sending the crafts home. And they can finish the crafts at their home. Also, any extra crafts that we have, we are doing take and makes, and where they can take them home and make them at home, and they just need to ask at the front desk for them.
And so that is still going on, like you said, Monday and Wednesday. And what were the times again?
At 11 a.m.
At 11 o'clock in the morning. Get on down there and enjoy story time. It's always good, you know, and that's another important thing is having someone read to the kids, too, if they're young like that.
Exactly. Even with our summer reading, even our little story time children had reading logs that they returned for prizes, and they were so excited. And although their parents were reading to them, it gets them into the habit of reading and studying and listening to a story. So it's great.
Right. It's good to get them into that habit, like you said, of sitting down and spending some time and setting time aside to read all the time.
Right.
All right. So another thing that you guys have going on, you have a lot of services that are available to people to go and use down at the library. So tell us about some of those.
Yes. We have computers here that the patrons can use. They can print off our computers. We also, it's 10 cents a sheet to print. We offer faxing also, but there is a small cost with that. We have a wonderful, I think, selection of books, fiction, nonfiction, children's books, junior books. We have them all. And we have audiobooks. We have a great selection of those, and also DVDs.
I was going to say, if you didn't bring it up, if people are looking for a particular movie, chances are you can find it at the library.
Right, we have a great selection.
You know, we've done it a few times, and my kids would go down there. I mean, even when my kids were like 16 and 17 years old, and you had the Barbie movies, and oh my goodness, they lost their mind over those. We had to check those out because it's just a great, great callback to their childhood, and you have all those there.
We do. And we do get new movies in once in a while, and it's so coming down and look at them. We have a great selection of those. And also, the audiobooks are amazing. I know a lot of people come here to get their audiobooks, so when they're taking their long trips with their children, they can listen to them. and they work really well.
Very, very good. And we were going to talk and spend a little moment talking about some programs that you guys are really wanting to do, but you're kind of not wanting to get them in motion with everything that's going on right now as far as, you know, restrictions and things like that. So let's kind of talk about some coming attractions. How's that sound?
Sure. That sounds great. That's an awesome way to put it. All right. First of all, we have Lego Free that we're going to do, and it will be on Mondays. We haven't quite decided a time, but we thought it was a good time since the children get out of school early that they could come and we have a bunch of Legos and they can just build with them and play with them, you know, have about an hour that they can do that, and that would be a weekly program. We also are looking into a senior adult coloring program that they can come, and I believe that was going to be on Thursdays, and come and enjoy some adult company here and color. I love coloring. It's one of my favorite things to do, and it's very relaxing.
I was just going to say that. That's a great way of putting it. It's a very calming thing to sit and color for a little while, isn't it?
It is, and especially usually here at the library, we're not always really super quiet, but usually it's a quieter place to come, and so you can relax and color. Another program we want to start back up. We had this for about 5 months. It was the Dungeons & Dragons game, and the teenagers would come after school on Monday, and they would play that game here, use our tables and so forth, and that was becoming very popular. Also, another one we have is we want to do some craft or cooking demonstrations here, very simple cooking demonstrations here that maybe would invite another group of people in, and also have some local authors and artists come and talk about their projects and their books that they have released. So these are just a few of our upcoming events that we'd like to have.
So you've got a lot of things planned. Just kind of pay attention and you know, check in every now and then to see when they're going to happen. What is the best way to find out what's going on at the library?
Facebook, of course. So if they look on Facebook, also they can give us a call here at 636-3188 or just come on down, see what we have. We have a lot of things available.
All right. We've been speaking with Tanya Kulo, Library Coordinator over Programming here at the Price City Library. Get on down there and check it out. Tanya, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.